from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, September 9th. 10 stories evidence led. No fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Kay Viller. Dancing with the Stars is getting even more Jewish for season 35. When the cast of Dancing with the Stars samba, tango, cha-cha, waltz, and freestyle onto the dance floor for season 35 on Sep 15, it'll be an extremely Jewish affair. Last week, Ukrainian-Israeli dancer Adele Zakeman won DWTS, the next pro, securing her spot as a professional dancer on the cast of season 35. It's been surreal, honestly, Adele told The Hollywood Reporter. A dream come true because I would never expect my life to change so quickly. It's a lot to take in. Amazing, though. Next, second from On Law and Littles. Germany's far-right party just won a landslide victory. Time to be concerned. Thought the alternative for Germany FD just captured 43% of the vote in Saxony, Anhalt, a state of about 2 million people, giving them 39 of the 83 seats in the state parliament. They're 3 seats short of an outright majority, but the result means the AfD is now the dominant force in that region, displacing the Christian Democrats, who fell to 17%. Party's leader, Ulrich Siegmund, has campaigned on aggressive deportations and has been linked to white nationalist immigration meetings. Voter turnout was high, and the AfD more than doubled its previous share, suggesting a genuine shift rather than a fluke. Observers see this as a warning sign for Germany's democratic safeguards, though it's still early to predict national impact. Up next, third from Reimagine Peaceful Parenting with Sarah Rosen, sweet Substack. When it's hard to say goodbye. Saying goodbye can be tough for kids, especially during school or daycare drop-offs. It's common for them to feel clingy or anxious, and understanding the reasons behind this can help. Sometimes, it's about the environment. If a school or caregiver isn't a good fit, it might lead to distress. If your child settles in quickly after you leave, the issue is likely just the separation moment. But if they stay upset, it might be worth reevaluating. To ease goodbyes, try filling their connection cup with a little one time before you part ways. Creating a special goodbye ritual can also help, like a unique handshake or a silly game. Empathizing with their feelings is crucial. Acknowledging their sadness can make them feel understood. Instead of sneaking away, always say goodbye to build trust. After you leave, ensure there's someone they can connect with, like a teacher or caregiver. You can also practice separation through play, which helps kids understand that goodbyes are temporary. When you reunite, take a moment to reconnect and talk about the goodbye, reinforcing that you always come back. With these strategies, you can help your child build resilience and confidence in facing separations. And then, fourth from Kate Viller. My cancer diagnosis led me to rabbinical school. Last Rosh Hashanah was a stark contrast for the author, who was recovering from a double mastectomy. This year, she's on the path to becoming a rabbi, a journey sparked by her breast cancer diagnosis just before her 40th birthday. As a counseling psychology professor, she knew the theories of resilience but found them challenging to apply in her own life. After her diagnosis, she reevaluated her priorities and decided to pursue her long-held dream of reading from the Torah, which led her to celebrate an adult bat mitzvah and eventually enroll in rabbinical school. Reflecting on her life, she notes that midlife isn't as neatly organized as she once thought. Instead, she embraces the idea that wisdom comes from asking better questions rather than having all the answers. The Hebrew word teshuvah, meaning return, resonates with her, suggesting that sometimes we don't need to reinvent ourselves but rather return to our core selves. As she prepares for her ordination, she acknowledges the journey that brought her here and contemplates who she is still becoming. This Rosh Hashanah, she'll hear the shofar with a deeper appreciation for her past and her evolving identity. Next, fifth from Kay Viller. 18 plus ideas if Rosh Hashanah gives you new year, new you energy. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, offers a unique opportunity for personal reflection and renewal, especially since it falls in the fall, which many feel is a more natural time for new beginnings. If you're someone who enjoys the idea of a fresh start this year, consider embracing that energy with some thought ideas. The article suggests various ways to celebrate and enhance your life as you enter the year 5,787. These range from spiritual practices to cultural activities that can help you connect more deeply with your heritage and community. It's about finding what resonates with you, whether that's through traditional rituals or personal goals. Ultimately, Rosh Hashanah isn't just about resolutions. It's an invitation to reflect on the past year and envision the kind of person you want to become. So, if you're feeling inspired, take this time to explore new paths and celebrate the richness of the season. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.